KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Hey, good morning. I'm Mark Sutter reporting for KJAN News. Quick check of the weather for today. Isolated showers with thunderstorms. Partly sunny skies, high near 89 with south-southwest winds 9 to 14 miles per hour. Good chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for tonight. Partly cloudy skies and a low near 70. Chance of showers and thunderstorms once again for Friday afternoon and a mostly sunny sky, high near 91. Clouds and 75 degrees with south-southwest winds for this morning. Cass County Board of Supervisors met Wednesday morning at the courthouse in Atlantic. During their session, the board passed a motion by Supervisor Dwayne McFadden to approve an application for industrial property tax exemption for A.M. Corin and Son for the reconstruction of an existing building due to economic obsolescence. The board also approved the portion of the project that is new construction with the understanding that this project is eligible for the 5-year sliding scale tax abatement. Jeremy Minitz, with the housing director and with SWPCO, met with the county, the local government CDBG disaster recovery recipient for the flow through of grant funds. He reported that some funding was still available from the 2008 disaster recovery efforts after the fifth round. SWPCO is the lead agency for the Western Iowa Super Region. Six projects to construct housing in six cities have been presented, and board approval is needed before the applications may be submitted for consideration. Supervisor Gaylord Schelling made the motion to the board to certify that it has reviewed all six applications for the multifamily construction program round six. CDBG funding gives its approval for submission of the six applications. Projects include in Atlantic a 24-unit apartment building in Dunlap, seven upper-story apartments in Avoca, a 20-unit apartment complex in Woodbine, reconstruction of three apartments in Perry, 20 townhomes, and in Guthrie Center, 10 upper-story apartments. Board also approved the application of a renewal of a Sunday sales permit and beer permit for the 21st Century Cooperative in Messina. Next meeting is scheduled for Friday, August 29th. KJAN News Time is 7:09.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter-inch to one-inch six-wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
A fire has severely damaged a community building in Casey. As KCCI-TV Des Moines reports, the fire started early Wednesday at the Casey Community Building. Firefighters from 15 communities responded to fight the fire, which continued to smolder hours later. Fire crews say the building was engulfed in flames when the first crews arrived. As firefighters were aided by heavy rains that swept through the area about 3:30 Wednesday morning. Red Oak Police Department arrested a Red Oak man on Wednesday. Scott Foster was placed under arrest on a Red Oak warrant for a failure to appear and taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center. He is being held on a $300 bond. Governor Terry Branstad, along with Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey and Iowa Department of Natural Resources Director Chuck Gipp, presented 88 Iowa farm families with the Iowa Farm Environmental Leader Award during a ceremony at the Iowa State Fair on Wednesday, August 13th. This is the third year of the award program, and to date, more than 200 families have received recognition. Among the award recipients this year include Dan Buman of Harlan, Randy Janelle and Merritt Cavanis of Greenfield, Audrey Charter of Adair, Dennis and Jackie Hoover of Guthrie Center, also Stanley and Barbara Johnson of Villisca, Charles and Ruth Owen of Guthrie Center, and Bill and Margaret Thomas of Emerson. The award is a joint effort between the governor, Iowa Department of Agriculture, and Land Stewardship, along with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, to recognize the efforts of Iowa farmers as environmental leaders committed to healthy soils and improved water quality. Officials with Iowa State University Extension in Guthrie County report that Jim and Joe Lowry of Guthrie Center were inducted into the 2014 Iowa 4-H Hall of Fame during a ceremony at the 4-H Exhibits Building at the Iowa State Fair on Sunday, August 17th, as 82 counties and two state-level Iowa 4-H volunteers were inducted during the ceremony at the Iowa 4-H building in the Iowa State Fairgrounds. This county's select inductees for their exceptional work in contributing to the lives of 4-H members and overall 4-H program. Many of the inductees served as club leaders, youth mentors, fair superintendents or fair board members, fair judges, financial supporters, chaperones, or Iowa State University Extension and Outreach staff members. Inductees have demonstrated dedication, encouragement, commitment, and guidance to Iowa 4-Hers throughout the years. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter inch to 1-inch 6-wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
And funeral notices for today on this Thursday. Merle Winther, 91, of Elkhorn, died Saturday, August 16th at Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Merle Winther will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbolton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbolton has the arrangements. Darlene Tagg, 82, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday, August 17th at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Darlene Tagg will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Thomas Elmer Tremmel, 63, of Harlan, died Sunday, August 17th in Harlan. Funeral services for Thomas Tremmel will be held today at 1 p.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Patsy Gorka, 78, of Elkhorn, died Sunday, August 17th at home. Funeral services for Patsy Gorka will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church in Elkhorn. Odie Funeral Home in Elkhorn has the arrangements. Arthur Art Malloy of Sheridan, formerly of Audubon, has died. No funeral services will be held for Art Malloy. However, family visitation will be held on Thursday this evening between 4 and 7 p.m. at the Brown Funeral Home of Sheridan. Carmelita Flickinger, 97, of Greenfield, died Friday, August 15th at the Greenfield Manor. Mass of the Resurrection service for Carmelita Flickinger will be held 10:30 Friday at the St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Harriet Hattie R. Hoig Becker, 88, of Dillon, Montana, formerly of Atlantic, died July 13th in Dillon, Montana. Celebration of Life services for Hattie Hoig Becker will be held Friday, August 22nd at 11 a.m. at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Pauline Lee, 87, of Guthrie Center, died Monday, August 18th at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center in Panora. Funeral services for Pauline Lee will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Alice Mendenhall, 100, of Atlantic, died Sunday, August 17th at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Alice Mendenhall will be Saturday at 10 a.m. The Hamlin Lutheran Church, Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic, has the arrangements. Barbara Lee Vandenberg, 72, of Atlantic, died Monday. The Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center, memorial services for Barbara Vandenberg will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care, who also has the arrangements. Virgil Schmidt of Atlantic died Monday, August 18th at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab in Atlantic. Funeral services for Virgil Schmidt are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Lowell Opperly, 90, of Greenfield, died Tuesday, August 19th at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Lowell Opperly are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. James Sheeler, 85, of Sedalia, Missouri, formerly of the Bridgewater area, died Tuesday, August 19th at his home. Funeral services for James Sheeler are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontanelle. That's a look at news brought to you by Dan's Welding of Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all your welding and fabrication needs. Skyscan weather is next.